Hi everyone, welcome to Arul's podcast. In this episode 2, we are going to talk about social media surveillance. Did you ever heard about this word, social media surveillance? Most of the people don't even believe that they haven't that the privacy is even a thing, and they believe that they don't have anything to hide. Well, back in those days, before in medieval era, people hide everything because they know information can be weaponized. I don't know when it changed. It's because our civilization made us more dumb. It did. Does it made us more devolved? I'm not sure. But all I'm saying is, even a little piece of information is enough to make things against you. And you have seen it all the time when you were growing up in school, or when you are just growing up in a corporate ladder or corporate setting or a business you're doing. It's always about information, and anything could be used against you. You know that if you're really in the game. And how social media surveillance is shaping society in a really, really bad way. And even none of the people are truly fighting for something that is noble. Let's say the modern ideologies like LGBTQ, feminism. Don't take me wrong that I hate LGBTQ people or feminism or anything. No, I respect women. I respect how they go for a job and they support family. They just contribute to society. That's good. And even the same sex people who are attracted to same sex, I can't even count it as discrimination. Let me tell you why. Because if you check transgenders, I can tell it is kind of okay. It is acceptable because we really know by seeing them or by hearing them that they are trans. And that is fine, somewhat. And we can accept that it is a discrimination. But when you look about someone who is gay or lesbian, we never know who they really are. How do you even find out that? There is nothing that is telling other people that this guy is a lesbian or this girl is a lesbian or this guy is a gay. None of the things would be obvious there, and no one even know about it. How we would even count it as a discrimination? I had this question for a long time. Well, let's get into the topic. We are just beating around bushes, not gonna bring anything. So, how social media surveillance is a big thing, and how it is creating trends, and who work hard to push that trend, push that agendas of top 1% and normalize it. And the fun part is they are not even getting paid for that. And that's the biggest play that the top 1%, let's call it Illuminati, Freemasons, whoever, is playing above us like a god, and they are controlling us. See, I'm not here to put anyone down. I respect male, gay or lesbian or feminist, as long as they're doing something that is noble, that is really fighting for their own freedom. But what they do is just, they are telling that things should be normalized even though it is odd, even though people can't accept it. And they are saying that it is okay and it is normal. No, if it is normal, people who are there won't be revolting against us, right? It is not. And I'll go much deeper, but we are talking too much about ideologies and agendas. Let me tell you how the system works, actually. So what they do is they just data mine every users, collect data from their mobile phone or laptop, mostly mobile phones. Why? Because mobile phones these days, we can't remove battery from the phone, so it is going to be on even when you switch off it. and it will send the data like your location, what posts you like, what are the websites you visit. It would collect all sorts of data like your contact list and who is there in contact with you, what mail you're receiving and who you're receiving it from. You are under 24/7 surveillance, and your companies just collect data. You can decide which company, whatever it is. Like if you're using Android, you know which company is going to dominate in that platform and who is going to do the surveillance. If you're using Apple phone, you know who they are, who is going to look at you. And people, the funny thing is people say that Apple phones are all really surveillance free, it respects privacy, are all bullshit. Every software or a device which is closed source are never going to respect your freedom, never going to respect your privacy. They are always going to collect your data and always going to sell it to third-party vendors. They just want to make money, man, or they would use it for themselves. No. And of course, they can sell it to the government and frame you as a villain, just like how they did to Edward Snowden. I don't even know how many of you know about Edward Snowden. Just Google it. We even have a movie about him. He is really nice, but he was exposing what the NSA is doing, but he was labeled as terrorist. That's how life works, right? You just label some give a bad label to a person who is just trying to do good thing so that you can shut him off, and people will just follow you like a zombie, because all you spread is fake news everywhere and people believe that, and you can control all of us. I'm just saying corporates do that, not you. So corporates or whoever just want to play a puppet with other people's life and want to control the world for their own profits, for their own well-being. The system is created for them, not for us. So what they do with the data they collected, they just get the data. They just learn about how you act as a person. They classify different people. Let's say you are a person who are going to be interested on some research papers on computers, artificial intelligence. You are a geek, you are a nerd, you are classified in other way. And they will just find a way to attract you and lure you into their trap. Either they would suggest with some algorithms like, oh, our university has a success rate of helping people to grow much in their life, like, you know, the ads that they personalize for that for us, and don't even limit yourself with what I said. It is just a positive aspect. I mean, not positive, but somewhat acceptable aspect. But what if you are some insecure guy, and what they do, they just push posts, algorithms, they recommend you post that makes you even more insecure, makes you feel even more vulnerable, and you end up in a state like you are less human. And there are posts like if you are a feminist, they would push toxic posts about men, and they would say like these men are just dominating, bringing slave out of females and women. No, none of the things are true, actually. They just push posts just because you see one or two of it, and just they want to control you because they know who you are. That's it. It's simple. And if you are a gay or a lesbian, see, respectfully, I'm not hating any of you. If you really want to get more better in life and grow above, just work hard, get rich, and find a person just like you and get married. You don't have to make people normalize, make people accept whatever you do, man. you don't have to push laws that even children can do some therapies or hormonal therapies that would change their gender, or even surgery that would change their surgery. Children's don't even know what they're doing. They don't even know what they're doing. And if you keep putting that in their mind, children's basically have pleasing mentality. They could easily be manipulated, and they would also think like, oh, I'm a different gender, or like I'm a lesbian, or I'm a gay. Children's don't know. Don't risk with their life. Let them do it once they reach to a mature age. Let's say 25 is the mature age. Even 18 is not the mature age. They don't know anything about world. And there are like policies or just laws made that children can have sex around 16. Even it is there in India, in Tamil Nadu, in the place where I live, they just tried to pass that law. Like 16 is seriously, man, they are kid. They don't even know anything about life. Why you want to legalize that? And children's like that would have a attraction towards other people, but it is not love. They don't know anything about relationship. You're just making things worse, and you're just using them as your puppet. You're just training them. Like these people want to have all these illegal things as legal because they can exploit it, and they are normalizing it so they can just profit from what they were doing. Like, let's say if a kid is getting into relationship, and what happens? She need a birth control where there is a consumerism, and what happens? She may need a condom if he or she having a safe sex. Man, all these are connecting to a consumerism. You need to understand that there is a huge market behind. That's why they do all this. And they want to just break society even more and more and create more conflicts so that they could sell more products. They could reduce population. Once they reduce population, it's even more easier to control every people. That's why they do all this. You need to connect the dots. No one is going to say anything about how society will work. You need to connect the dots and realize how it's going on. It's all happening in the darkness. It's all happening behind. No one can able to give a proper answer. It could be a conspiracy or it could be a reality. No one knows that. And how, after they learn psychology of these people and they classify these people, right? For what I told, I just gave a little example. There are too much, okay? So they just learn about it, insecurity, all of it. And what they will do is they would hire a data scientist, a psychologist, and a UI UX developer. So by putting them all together, make them work as a team, what the data scientists would do, they would classify people, they would gather information, weakness, the person's insecurity, and what we could do to make them consume products, to make their corporate more profitable by in the adversity of other people's life. They would plan that. You don't even know how corporates do it behind. There are people doing that, okay? And there will be psychologists whose entire job is to make people hooked towards apps or their social media marketing or marketing people would just use psychology tricks to hook you in their product. And UI UX developers create bad UI UX. All the apps that you use now, let's say social media, Facebook, everything is polished in a way that it is easily accessible, minimal, even a kid can use it without even knowing anything about it, without even knowing how to read text. The kid can use it because the UI is much user-friendly and it is engaging. It is really engaging, colorful, and minimal. Anyone can understand it. I'm not saying it's entirely UI UX fault. But let's say if you're displaying an ad or doing anything, why do you keep a close icon smaller than an ant? You know what I'm talking about, right? It is there everywhere, even in the free apps. And so that's how they act. They just hire these people, create contents. They use algorithm to suggest the specific content that would trigger you, and they would turn you as their puppet, and you would work for them freely. You may think like you're working for some noble cause, but no, you are just working and becoming a tool for a corporate. That's it. And first, since they did this, already turned you into a puppet, how did they? They just created a problem. They just created an image or an illusion of a problem that don't even exist. Like, let's say they just say that men's are bad, toxic. They talk about how masculinity is toxic, and they just repeatedly show that in movies. And every male as toxic. They just repeatedly show that in news. They just repeatedly show that men are a joke. They can't be taken seriously in Hollywoods or movies. How they do that? They just want to keep the female audience hooked. They just don't have any respect for men. And they would only show the men who would fit in the standard as a good man in movies or TV shows, which is like only like 14% or 10% of male population in the whole world. Like, you can see how they're breaking us, how they're creating conflicts between us. They just villainize or demonize people, each other, so that we keep on fighting and they keep on selling product. That's how they do it. I'm not blaming anyone. We just a victim here, and we should stop playing by the rule. That's what I'm saying. And they just, let's say, after they create their puppets, their zombies, they would push their puppets and zombies to create a trend. Let's say there will be one or two videos dropped about normalizing or creating a new trend, like open sex is good, like open relationship is good. Or they would say like women have rights to choose their partner, even after they are married, they have rights to divorce, even the man is a good man. How they are breaking the society, you can see. You should know that it is wrong. Why it is wrong? Because it's inhuman. Like, if a person is really loving you, you can't divorce them or leave them for someone who is better. You don't even know that person would take care of you, who you are going to shift towards. I'm just saying the truth. It may even applicable for men's. Even men's do that. I'm not saying women alone. But I'm just giving you an example. So that's how they just normalize something. So I'm not sure whether... I'll give you an example. There is a movie called Dude. In Tamil Nadu, they released it, and all the storyline, everything was funny. They just distracted people so that people won't think about the evil that is going on there. But they are just straight away promoting a cuckold behavior where a husband is just letting his wife to love someone else, to have sex with someone else, and even have a kid. And the husband need to help them to reach somewhere else, because the girl's father is a villain, and the girl's father is a villain and he would kill his daughter. So our hero is helping the girl, marrying her, and he's living a cuckold life so that the girl would go and love the guy she really likes and gets in touch with him, have babies and escape. And they just promoted it as a romantic movie. How absurd is that? They are normalizing a cuckold behavior by creating some situationship there. Some situations where the girl will be killed and the hero is just showing empathy. Man, this world is evil, really. I'm just giving you one example. I could say many. You need to match it. You need to connect the dots. That's what I'm trying to do. And once the puppet gets used to the trend, which supporting their mindset, I'm referring puppets as the people who accepted these new ideologies like feminism, LGBTQ, all that. Okay, you know what the real feminism is about? Working equally along with men and stop being inside home. That's real feminism, not like you can dress however you want to dress. You can go and have sex with anyone however you want to do, whoever you like. It's not about you can just disrespect people and call it as female strength. No. We have to understand that. I'm not referring any of the good feminists. I have seen many good feminists. Even my sister is an example. She used to go to a job, takes care of her kids, shares the income equally with the husband, and works hard for the for their own development. See, a female should be like that. If she's really into feminism, they should take risks. They should do everything for family. Because nothing is about family. Nothing is about kids. But feminists these days are just even ready to destroy their kid's life by moving on to other person just because he's looking hot. I don't know. There are too many bad things happening. There is even one news I have just heard that there is a lesbian women who are married to a guy, a male, and a man. So she gave birth to two kids, actually. So she should be really mature and change it herself. Or at least if she realized she's lesbian, she shouldn't even be married to that man. But she did because she wanted to survive. And what she did, she's not okay with the life. She cheated the man with the girl who is next door, who is the neighbor girl. And what they even did, the bizarre thing is the mother, who is a lesbian, killed one of her kid just because it is causing disturbance or it is not letting a mom to have sex with other girl, the neighbor girl. How evil is that? See, this is what happens when you normalize LGBTQ. This is what happens. And one day you would write a law saying women have rights to kill their own baby. You already wrote a law saying women have rights to kill their baby which is in the womb because it is not fully developed, right? And one day you would do that too. Who knows? All that just to split us, humans, fight each other so that they could sell more products. That's it. Nothing else, nothing more noble here. They are not creating any noble, creating anything for a noble cause here. That's what the people on the top do. Yet they live a life full of luxury, full of discipline, and keep their family more focused. But they sell us a life in a form of media, social media, or movies where the life is completely bizarre and they make it look more enjoyable so that we will fall for it and we would get into a bad, dark path and we would destroy our life, blaming each other, fighting each other, confusions in society so that they could sell more products and be rich. So that they could live their life by creating hell in the world happily. They are in heaven, we are in hell, and we don't even realize that. We think they are fighting for us. No, they are dividing us. By supporting each other's mentality, mindset, you should realize at least once, whoever supports you and your mindset blindly, even though there is too many bad, unethical things in your ideology, in your idea that you believe, then they are not clearly supporting you. They are just using you as a puppet. You should understand that. Just because you get profit at that moment, just because you have some privilege at that moment, doesn't mean you are on the top. It's just you're a puppet. You're not roaring like a lion. You're just roaring like a puppet. You're not empowered here. You think that way, but it's not. In reality, it's different. You know, in foreign countries, how many single mothers feel bad that they lost their life, feel that they are being lied because they chose a path where career, open relationship, traveling, spending money, end up into a bankrupt state, made them poor. They don't even have kids. They live a miserable life. There are videos like that. And some women don't even realize that. Some single mothers still blame men for that. But you have to understand, it's not men, it's not human. Someone just confused each other. Someone confused you. Someone confused me. And we are living a life thinking that we are doing something, supporting a movement which is going to empower us. No. It is going to split us more. And so they just normalize trends with movies, medias, social media. After they do that, they sell products. Let's say if they normalize if a girl reached age 16 and they could have sex with anyone because they are mature, if they normalize that, what would happen? Definitely the girl would do that because they would have infatuation. They would be attracted to a guy who is not going to take care of the girl anyway. See, whoever you are attracted is not a nice person, not a good person. Attraction shouldn't come from outer appearance. It's truth. It shouldn't. It should come from qualities of that person. But what people do is they legalize that. What she would do as a child who is just 16 years old girl, she would have sex. She may consume products like birth control. She may even do abortion if the baby is formed. And there is a separate market for that. The babies which are aborted or used for some experiment, I'm not sure, but I believe that that experiment will keep people much younger. And these aborted babies, they extract something out of them so that they would sell a product for rich people which would keep them younger for a long time. I don't know whether it is real, but there are some dark market which is going on with that ideology, with that kind of experiment they do. I'm not sure whether it is real, but there is a market for that. And the women will also buy condoms for safe sex. And the women will attract guys who are rich, who are even middle class. These guys would buy bikes, cars, just to attract that woman. See, that's how they are just forming a network, so everyone will buy something, and there is some scope in that consumerism. Whatever the agendas they push, they would be profited. That's why they do it. They are not doing it for your empowerment. No. We humans should be disciplined. We took that decision long back ago. That's because we end up in the exact situation. We faced struggles. That's why we created religion. We created discipline. We created laws. All right, let's just finish this podcast. It's been going for a long time. I thought of making it for a short 10 minutes video, but it went long. I don't even know that I have ability to talk this long, but yeah. So what I'm trying to say is they entered into our life to create products that helps on promoting a noble cause. But what's really happening is all they did is they intentionally, they just created a system to divide us more and more so that we would become batteries of the very system. Like, we would power this system entirely, just like in the Matrix movie. We would become batteries of this system, they created, and it would keep serving them, not us. And it is not going to empower us, and they are not going to create any noble cause that they promised to us. So it's all, at the end of the day, is profit, and just their profit, not our profit. And we are at the end of the podcast. Stay tuned. Cheer up, guys. Love you all.